Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Tuesday. Just waiting to get out into the fields. Things are progressing, I'm hearing. Very slowly. We've been talking about calving today. Keith sent me a really cool photo of a calf named Zero. And the reason why he's called Zero is because the young calf is black, and then in white is a circle right in his face, making a zero. So a very cool photo. I'm gonna keep that one, Keith. Thank you for the photo. Right now we're gonna talk some sunflowers, and I don't think he has little white tufts of fur in his face illuminating a zero. Keith, Rico, thank you for the photo. But right now we're gonna track down our friend Trig Olson. Trig, I've seen you before, but I haven't seen any facial hair. Maybe you do after a long night.
No way, nothing white, but maybe a little bit of gray starting to show up.
All right, very good. I called you earlier today, and I swear, have you been driving like the entire day? And of course, for visiting with Trig Olson from Newseed, are you that busy today?
Just starting to get stuff prepped. You know, a week ago we're sitting in a snowstorm number what for the year, and now it's our pickup showing 50 degrees. Not much snow on a few hillsides, a few tree rows, so it's looking promising.
We'll
get ready.
All right, so you've been making your way across a decent chunk of the state. Have you seen anybody out in the field as of yet?
I have not in the eastern part of the state. I know getting in the southwest corner, that Lemon, South Dakota, Bowman, North Dakota area, there's guys starting to roll last week.
Yeah.
Even the High Line of Montana, some dirt starting to turn.
Okay, well, we're getting awful close, but we still got time. That's a good thing with sunflowers. We don't have to be in April, and I'm not even sure we actually need to be in May, maybe for insurance purposes. But new seed, are you guys still delivering seed? Are you still selling seed? What's been going on?
Yeah, we're still selling. Our sales distribution teams, they're still going hard. A lot of hybrids are getting to a sold-out point, but we still have some very good hybrids left available in both the Ohio Lake and New Sun markets. So okay. There's still some promise in there, really good contract pricing. So, yeah, we're looking very promising going into 23.
You know, it's interesting to me. Have you been really busy for the month of April still?
Moving snow for seems like good okay. Half the month. But, no, for the most part, to be honest with you, it's been really steady throughout the whole selling season. I mean, sunflower orders started coming in early back in the, even earlier, tail end of September. Still coming in strong now. It's slowed down, but it definitely has good spurts here and there and looking still very promising.
Okay, what kind of feedback are you getting from sunflower growers? This should be almost a perfect setup for them this year.
It's looking good. As we've seen in the past, there's areas that, especially South Dakota side, they probably won't start planting till June 1. Start getting North Dakota side, I personally like to see them, get in early. I've even had guys put them in right when they can in early May, get even ahead of the soybeans. Big part for that is we all know the blackbird migration will come out of Canada. Get them killed off, get them in harvested in the bin, and before the birds show up, and very high value to the crop this year. So, again, like we saw last year, looking at the trend here, last year we've been seeing some very good oils, very high yields with them. So very good return, and, it's in the bin. They can't take it away from you.
Exactly. And is a lot of this for sunflowers and probably canola, but is a lot of this contracted or not?
For the most part, a lot of people have contracted. There's still some that gets, on the oil side especially, gets grown into the growing for an open market, especially if they're more in the, can I haul bird food, get paid a little better? Can I go to the oil? With the oil premium and whatever market hits them for logistics and everything to their farm.
Okay. Anything new for sunflower seed this year?
We will be testing some new hybrids coming out for a slight release in 2024. Exciting is a bit of maturity express at Hialeah, so been a lot of questions, a lot of demand, a lot of people hoping for that to come. So it's coming forward, and we'll get some really good looks at it this year on some acres and release looking like 24.
How about for weed control or weed tolerance, I guess, because I'm guessing we're going to have another bumper crop of weeds this year.
It's looking like it. We do have all of our products are either, we cover every herbicide spectrum, whether they're Express Sun, Clearfield, or the Clearfield Plus. So.
Okay.
So we got every herbicide package. That we're not just limited to one or the other. We can, we breed into all three aspects of the herbicide trade. So very exciting about that.
Trigg, do you guys do test plots?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do that. So we got our research plots and we'll have strip trial test plots and some larger scale plots around North Dakota, South Dakota, into Minnesota.
Okay. So if somebody wants to check those out, I think you said it, maybe you didn't, if they want to find out locations or maybe come out and check some of the test plots as they get planted, I'm guessing that work hasn't started yet. Do you do the test plants? Are you out there doing that, or do you have other folk that take care of that for you?
No, I'll work with our, with our sales team, whoever has plots lined up, definitely help them get them planting in the ground. That way we know the planting dates. Hopefully catch them when they start flowering, start taking some notes on length of flower, length of maturity, because every year differ a little bit depending on the environment. So might see one year, 63 days to flower, the next year it might be 58 or 67. Mm. I mean, just the environment changes that a little bit. So
okay. Have you seen
us keep a better track?
Right. Have you continued to see sunflowers expand as a crop in our region?
We have, we had a low, really low market prices here a few years ago. They rebounded, saw a good year, and then, of course, the Russia-Ukraine thing really drove the markets up. Where we sat a year ago, at probably, I want to say, close to record high, if not record high, contract pricing. Even this year, we're not as high, but very good contracts, and it seems to be, sales seem to be looking really good, reflecting on that market or that. That crop strengthening or maintaining and strengthening.
Well, if you want to find out more about the new seed sunflower seed, you can go to newseed.com. I should ask you about canola as well. Is that product already delivered or still being delivered? And can folk, if they haven't done so yet, purchase their canola?
Yeah, so canola seed is sitting in our distributors. The process, they are getting that delivered out. Actually, Southwest North Dakota is probably going in the ground as we speak.
Okay.
We're probably 2.5, good 3 weeks away in our hardcore canola countries. But, there is some product available. We got three hybrids available with some availability left this time, all in a true flex variety, one with the club root, especially where that moved in out of Canada in that northwest corner, North Dakota, on our 527. So I'm really happy with the products. Love the products. It can be swapped. They're straight cut. Okay. That up to the grower what his program worker is and how it works out for him, and seeing very good oils with it, very, very good yields with it, and just it's exciting. I mean, being a couple years into the program or with these products, it's our second year with these new products and a lot of excitement around them.
Very good. I should ask you, what temp do you need to be at for the sunflowers to get them in the field? Because I'm sure everybody's going to be pretty anxious to finally get out in the field once we get rid of all the moisture and the snow.
You're going to want to see your soil temps around that 50-degree mark. Okay. Once in a while, we'll see them go in a little bit cooler than that. But for the most part, germination won't start till about 50-degree area.
Okay, very good. Well, Trigg, I hope you get to your location. It seems like you've been driving for about 7 hours today. But Trigg Olson from New Seed.
It feels like it. Only 100 more miles, and we should be done for the day.
Okay, well, we're excited about that. Any phone numbers you want to give out?
Yeah, if they have any questions at all, they can go to our website, newseed.com. It has all of our sales distribution teams there. And if they want to, they can give me a call themselves at 701-652-5021.
Well, drive safe, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road. Trigg Olson from New Seed. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. It's our weekly segment with the folks from New Seed. They got several different crops you can certainly check out. I've kind of been perusing around the newseed.com website. They got canola, sunflowers, sorghum. The list goes on and on. So check it out if you're still in the market for some different product. That's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. It has been a busy day. One thing I do want to get to since we got about a minute here, I did get the latest in the flood forecast from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, and things are progressing. Does look like we're going to get a little rain starting tomorrow and into maybe Friday, but it looks like the better chance for any kind of, and we're really not going to get that much rain, probably up to about a quarter of an inch, worst case scenario, but I think people are just sick of moisture. I think they're ready to move on for spring planting, but shouldn't really set things back too far. But the latest in the information is we're still going to have very cool temperatures in a lot of our region. When I say very cool, though, 45 to 50 degrees each day in the seven-day outlook. Maybe a 60 somewhere in North Dakota on Thursday, April 27th. But then all the way to May 1st, 50 degrees. Going to be right around that for the high temperatures. So the cool weather going to continue.